Galatians chapter number 5. The apostle says, through God's word, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
But I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Amen.
That's as far as I want to read this evening. I want to go back and take a thought out of said, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Christ has become of no effect unto you. What I want to preach about is the Christ effect. The Christ effect. Here the apostles telling them there were some things that they were doing that Christ was of no effect to them. All that Christ did was not helping them one bit.
Amen.
Why? Because they were still seeking to be justified by the works or the deeds of the law. They thought that circumcision was still in effect for the Jew or anyone else who would believe, adding a work to salvation. And Paul's making it very clear to them. If you do the deeds of the law, you're in debt to the whole law. And if you're going to live that way, Christ is no effect to you. What Christ has done is not helping you any. A man, when he thinks that he can do the works of the law and therefore be good or righteous, there's no help for a person like that. They're good in their own eyes, in their own sight, by their own deeds. And not by what Christ has done. And so I want to look at the things that Christ has done for us, how that Christ does affect us. The Christ effect. First, he said in verse number 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. The Christ effect brings you and I into liberty.
Amen.
Makes us free.
Amen.
Amen. Makes us free from the yoke of bondage.
Right.
Back in the previous chapter, and that's why he said, stand fast therefore, because of what had previously been said. In verse 21 through 31 of chapter 4, he said, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Listen, Christ made us free from being under the law.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, for it is written, Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, bondmaid, and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. See, the Christ effect makes you and I free. We're not in bondage again to that bond woman that we were born under.
Amen.
Amen. That bondmaid. Christ hath made us free. Christ hath given us liberty. And he says, stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast, therefore. Stand fast because that Christ came to cast out the bondwoman and her son. Amen? Because that we're not children of the bondwoman anymore, but of the free, he said in verse 31. Christ hath freed us from the bondwoman. Christ has freed us, given us liberty from the bondage of the law. Amen. The liberty that we have in Christ, amen, is beyond anything that the human mind can comprehend. We must experience it. Free from sin, he said in Romans 6. Free from sin. Think about that, the liberty that Christ has died, that you and I would not have to live our days in sin, in the bondage of it. Amen? Thank God for that. And he said, be not entangled again. You see, it's very easy to lose that liberty that Christ has secured for us. I mean, think about that. And how would we lose something that Christ has secured? By putting it back in our hands. By putting it back in our ways. By putting it back in our deeds. Putting it back in seeing ourselves righteous by our deeds or by the works of the law rather than by the sacrifice of Christ. Amen. Everything that you and I have that brings us liberty and victory comes through the cross of Christ. Amen. That's why Paul said, I'll glory in nothing save in the cross. Amen. We are free. We are at liberty. A Christian who feels like that they're in bondage to the labor of Christ, I'll tell you why they feel that way. Because they have put themselves in bondage under sin. Do you know that the lust or the love of the world brings you and I to a place where we feel like we do not have liberty in Christ? The work of Christ, the life of Christ, it becomes heavy. Amen. You know why? It's not meant to bear the load of sin. It's not meant to carry worldliness. Are you listening to me? He has cast off that old man. When we pick up the deeds of the world and the sins of the world, what we have done is we've put a dead man on our back and we're toting him around. Well, that's going to wear anybody out, amen? And that's why so many believers are defeated, saying, I don't feel like I have victory. I feel like I don't have liberty. I feel like that I am entangled. It's because we have entangled ourselves. I was sweeping off the porch the other day, the front porch. And Angela, she's got this beautiful vine that puts out these moonflowers at night. But that thing grows wild. I mean wild. And when I come out the front door, I always keep going to the car or I'll go, to the, wherever. walking the dog, or, you know, I see the beauty of this thing, but I don't pay a whole lot of attention to what it's doing. So when I was sweeping the porch out, I got to looking, and that thing went from here all the way back here, up the post, went in the trim, back out of the trim, back down, come over here to the wall of the house, tried to go through the window, and was seeking its way toward the front door. It did that to itself. It was the awfulest knot and mess you've ever seen in your life. Are you listening to me? It grew that way because that's what it wanted to do. And it entangled itself. It was entangled around the base of a basket that was holding a pot. It was entangled again in the trim. It was entangled in the window. It was entangled in everything. And I stripped it out. And I want to tell you, for something that looks so little and weak, it was tough to pull out of some of them spots. And I thought about this very thing, how we entangle ourselves and how hard it seems to get ourselves out of what we've entangled ourselves into. But that's why, listen, Christ came to set us at liberty. And the liberty is still there. Listen, John Mark, he made a mistake one time. I was reading today about John Mark's life. And John Mark, most of the time we hear of him in his full name, it's when Paul is saying, John Mark, he's left me. I don't want to have anything else to do with him. But then at the end of Paul's ministry, he's asking Barnabas to bring John Mark. He said he is profitable. So just because he had made one mistake didn't mean that he couldn't find liberty and service again for the Lord. Amen? Just because it got entangled one time didn't mean it was over for him. And you find out he's the one that wrote the book of Mark. Amen? John Mark. I said all that to say this. Christ gives us liberty. He can give you liberty again. Yeah. Amen. Christ makes us free from this yoke of bondage. This thing that would hold us. This thing that would bring you and I to a place of submission. This bondage. This liberty that Christ has given us. What a great liberty. He said in verse 2, "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." Well, if he's telling them, if you do this, Christ is not any profit to you. Well, that just lets me know that without that, then, just how much profit Christ is to us. We profit in Christ. Amen. Great profit. Amen. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a profit. Amen. If we tried to gain the whole world and lost our soul, what would the profit be there? But to have Christ, what a profit. What a profit. Amen. You think about the goodness of God that led us to repentance. Think about the grace of God that brought salvation to you and I. Hey, Christ is a prophet to those that believe. A great prophet. My life has never been so blessed than through Christ. Christ has profited me. I'm not just talking about the things. I'm talking about spiritual things. Oh my, to wash our sins away. Listen, you can't pay for that. Amen. You can't pay your way out of hell. There's none of us could pay our way out of hell. We sure couldn't pay our way into heaven. Amen. We'd have to pay our way out of hell, then pay our way into heaven. Amen. There's no way we could do that. Christ has profited us greatly. Christ did for us what we could not do. Amen. What great profit. What great profit. He profits everything in Christ. I know that's what Paul knew. How that he and you and I profit everything in Christ. Amen. How good that it is to know Him. Amen. Amen. He said, "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." I've said this before. See, you get nothing. Apart from Christ, nothing. Paul, the apostle, I can do nothing. You can do nothing without me. That's what Jesus said. Paul said through him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Christ profits us everything. Verse number 3, Christ is become of no effect unto you. No effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. Justified. To be made clean. To be made right in the eyes of God. To be made as if you had never sinned. To be made justified from the fall. Amen. Free. That's part of the liberty. Part of the profit. Our justification. That means the debt is paid. Amen. Amen. That's what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. Debt paid. Not trying to be paid, not being paid, not paying payments, amen, but paid, paid in full, justified, not being justified, trying to be justified, will be justified, no, am justified now in the eyes of God. You and I are justified. That's the Christ effect. That's what Christ does for you. See, we look down, I see John. I see John and everything John's ever been. You see me and everything I've ever been.
Yep.
You're looking at one of the sorriest, low-down people you've ever gazed your eyes on. But Christ don't look on us that way.
Amen.
He don't see Adam. The Adam that Ronnie sees, that she sees, that everybody sees.
Right.
He sees you in Christ.
Amen.
You are in the very image of Christ, right, in the eyes of God. You're justified.
Amen.
Are you listening? Perfect.
Amen.
That's what the Bible said. He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
Perfected forever. You're perfect in the eyes of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's justified, friend.
Amen.
Justified, sanctified, perfected, made holy, glorified we shall be.
Amen.
Amen. Our position in God, friend, is free, free, free from sin. Liberated. Amen. Holy, without blemish. Are you listening to me? In Christ. Glory to His name. We've got everything. We've got everything. We're not a debtor to God. See, who do you think he meant when he said in verse 3, I testify again that every man that is circumcised, he is a debtor to do the whole law. Who do you think he's in debt to? He's in debt to God. You're in debt to God to do all of God's word. Can't do it. But Christ made us free from the debt.
Amen.
Took the debt that you and I could not pay.
Amen.
Lived the sinless life. Lived. Listen, if you ever hear anybody, I don't care if he's a preacher, I don't care if it was an angel from heaven. I'm going to say like Paul. Listen, I don't care who they are. If they ever try to make you think for one second that at any one time in the life of Jesus, from the time he was born in Mary's womb to the time he was crucified and risen again and went to heaven, if somebody tries to make you think somewhere along that line he had sinned some way, they are a liar. Liar. Amen. A liar. He was sinless, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, the Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world. God's Lamb, the perfect Lamb of God, came to set us free. That's the liberty that we have in Christ. Christ has become of no effect to you. I'm glad that when I got saved, the Christ effect took place. Amen. The Christ effect took place on you. We're justified. Let me hurry. Verse 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Righteousness by faith. We are right by faith in Christ. I am made right. You are made right in the eyes of God through faith in Christ. Not through faith in anything we've done, but through faith in Christ. We're justified through Him. For we through the Spirit. The Christ effect is to put His Spirit within us. And wait for the hope. That Spirit is the one that gives us the hope of eternal life. The hope of a resurrection. Apart from Him, there is no resurrection. Apart from His Spirit, there is no resurrection. We must have His Spirit within us if we're going to be raised again. The Bible says the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also raise us up. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that raises you and I from the dead. The Spirit of hope. That's the Christ effect. He had given us of His Spirit. He lives in us. It's more than I used to laugh about my two uncles, both of them actually, on my mama's side of the family, my Uncle James and my Uncle Daniel, because their kids looked just like them. I mean, they ain't no mix. It's like my Uncle James, when his kids come out, he had a stamp and he just boom, right on the face. the James stamp. Looked just like it. And Daniel, same way. Boy, girl, it didn't matter. Boom. I mean, looked just like their daddies. And I used to joke about that and laugh about that. Listen, and they are a part of him. This is bigger than that. This is so much more than that. Listen, you and I have been grafted into the family of Christ. Do you remember when they came and they said, your mother and your brothers, they're outside, they're waiting to see you. He said, who is my mother and my brothers? And he looked round about and he said, he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven, the same is my mother and my brother and my sister. Amen. Christ has invited you and I into his family. Amen. That's the Christ effect. Thank God for the hope that he has given us. Verse 6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Amen.
Faith. Faith. That faith. Christ's effect gives us faith. Faith to live by. Faith to die by. Faith to trust. Faith to hope. Faith to believe. He does not leave us helpless in this life. He hath given us faith. And not just faith like, I've got faith. Faith in what? We have faith in something that works, that is real, that is complete, that is sure. And it's Christ himself. It's his foundation, and he is that foundation. The foundation of God standeth sure. We've got a sure foundation against the time to come. Amen. People wonder, is it really going to be that way? You better believe it. Amen. Christ is coming again. Hey, he gives us faith to believe it and faith to live by, faith to hope, faith to trust in him. Faith, no matter what comes our way, to know everything's going to be all right with him.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. We worry ourselves sick sometimes. And I guess it's just natural. Because we look at this flesh so much, we sometimes think, well, this is the end of my life. No. Beyond here is just the start. We've got a foundation, chief cornerstone, Christ himself. Faith which worketh by love. And that goes two ways. He loved us. And we love him because he first loved us. It's his love that redeemed us.
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave.
Amen.
The reason Christ came, suffered the way he did, and died for us, that we could have life and hope, that he could be in our life, that he could transform us and change us, that he could save us from sure death and from that fall. And wash our sins away.
Amen.
That we could be brought into the presence of a holy God.
Amen.
By him. He did all that. Because he loved us.
Amen.
Because he loved us. Bless the Lord. All right, I'm done this evening. I want you to stand. Thank you for being here.